how did it feel just to step out on the field again, just to start, you know, practicing?
It felt great. You know, to be able to come out here on Tuesday and actually participate, you know, and throw routes, be a part of 7-on-7. You know, after having to sit there and watch everything last year, you know, and just not being able to be a part of the group and be a part of the guys, you know, it just felt really good to be back to normal.
And Coach Fisher talked a little bit about the plans for you in terms of how you're going to be using the OTA. What are you going to do about half the stuff? Is that right? Or
Yeah. I think, you know, Coach plans to allow me to participate in about half of them. You know, I've sat down with Shoddy and we kind of looked at the different OTAs and what's going in, you know, in each OTA and what we felt was most important and the ones that, you know, he thought I needed to be a part of and that I thought I needed to be a part of. And, you know, that's kind of our plan right now.
Hey, Sam, what can't you do right now or what won't they let you do right now?
You know, you'd have to ask Reg, but, I mean, I can pretty much do anything. You know, obviously they're kind of keeping some of the contact drills or team drills, you know, off right now. But, you know, as far as working out, running, doing all that stuff, you know, I can pretty much do everything.
Are you ahead of schedule, on schedule?
You know, Reggie feels really good about where I'm at right now. Everything's on schedule, and I'm feeling good.
You feel any discomfort at all or swelling or anything? Or?
You know, with anything, there's good days and there's bad days. You know, even when you're healthy, you have, you know, good days with your arm or bad days with your arm. And now it's kind of the same thing with my knee. You know, I wake up some days and feel great. And other days, you know, I feel like I've had an ACL repair. But, you know, as I've never gone through it before. But, you know, to be honest, throughout the process, you know, I felt really good and felt better than what I anticipated.
You haven't been cleared to try to run full speed yet or anything, have you?
I actually have been doing some straight line running.
Sam, you've been very open just about how hard it was to be away from the team in the rehab process. Throughout this whole time, did you ever have any doubts about the team's commitment to you or your future here?
I didn't. You know, throughout the end of last year, you know, I was in communication with Les and Jeff, and they made it very clear, you know, what their plan was, you know, throughout the offseason. You know, they continue to make that clear. So, yeah, I knew what my position on this team was.
So when rumors are popping up around draft time, you just kick back and laugh?
Pretty much, because I pretty much knew what was going to happen.
You mentioned, Sam, never gone through this, I guess, particular injury before, but obviously three of the last 5 years you've had something. How frustrating is that, just to not be able to be out there consistently overall?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's really frustrating. You know, especially coming in my first year, taking every snap, playing all 16 games. Obviously, you know, that's the goal, and that's what I would like to get it back to. You know, unfortunately, you can only control what you can control. Some of those injuries, there's really not much you can do about them, and you got to deal with them the best that you can.
Because of the injuries that you have endured, what do you want to prove to yourself, to this team, to Rams Nation's upcoming year?
You know, I don't think the injuries really change anything. You know, my goal is to come out here, get better every day during the offseason, get better every day during training camp, and help this team win games. You know, obviously, as a competitor, you want to be out there every day and every week. So, you know, going into the year, I think the goal is to play every down of every week.
Sam, how did you handle, or what were your thoughts about all the Johnny Manziel speculation?
You know, like I said, I'd been in pretty good communication with Les and Jeff, and you know, they had made it pretty clear what their intention was, so you know, I really wasn't too worried.
So then when they had that thing, I guess it was the night before the draft in front of all those people, and Fisher said, hey, Sam's our guy, you know, and he's standing right now, that didn't have any special meaning to you because you kind of knew that was the case? Am I reading that correctly?
Pretty much, but you know, it's always nice to hear those things.
Is it nice having the other Sam take some of the media heat off you for
Oh, absolutely. I figure that's where you guys would be today.
We'll talk about tomorrow.
Oh, man. Bummer.
See, you look a little bit bigger up top than last year.
Yeah.
How much stronger are you up top?
I'm quite a bit stronger up top, and I think it's really, you know, carried over to the field. You know, I just feel like there's a little more pop on my ball now. You know, feel fresher. I just feel really good physically right now, especially upper body-wise.
Sam, we haven't had a chance to ask you about some of the off-season stuff that was done here, but obviously bringing Roger back and adding another giant human being in front of you, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, I was extremely excited when we got Roger back. You know, me and him came in together. You know, he's been kind of one of the constants since I've been here, and he's obviously a great player, you know, especially, you know, the things that he was able to do for us last year, moving inside, showing that he can play guard. You know, so when it looked like we were going to lose him, that was kind of tough to take. But, you know, fortunately, things worked out, and he got back here. And obviously, Brian and Pitt Craig, I mean, he's a big man. And, you know, it's great to have him on the field right now, you know, going through this offseason period where he's kind of learning the offense and getting ready to go. But you know, I feel really good about those two guys.
Sam, as you've gone through this rehab process, has it affected at all what you might do in, say, a normal March or April and even May with the receiver core? I mean, are you behind in that sense, getting chemistry with him or not so much?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about where our chemistry is. You know, obviously, it probably has limited the amount of times that we've been able to get on the field together. But, you know, I think that's why me and Shoddy got together a few weeks ago and talked about what we really needed to work on and making sure that I'm a part of those days.
And your, how's your knowledge of the offense now? You're going into your, I guess, your third year in this system.
Yeah. You know, I feel extremely comfortable in this offense. Obviously, you're constantly tweaking things and changing things, you know, whether it be how we read certain plays, new concepts, new protections. So, you know, I'm still learning in that sense. But, you know, as far as our base offense goes, you know, I feel really good with everything.
Your early impressions of Kenny Britt?
Yeah, obviously, I think you guys saw it today. You know, he's a big, explosive wide receiver who can make plays down the field. You know, he's looked really good in his time here. And you know, I think just watching him and the energy that he comes onto the field with every day has been great, you know, not only for the offense, but for that wide receiving core in general. I just feel like he brings kind of a presence and an energy that maybe hasn't been there in the past.
Now, that was the only wide receiver move that the staff, I guess, has patience and confidence in the returning receivers. Just how do you feel about that group?
Absolutely, and so do I. You know, I think we have a very talented wide receiving core. Obviously, they're still very young. You know, you take Kenny out of there, and I think AP's still the oldest receiver going into his fourth year. So, you know, they're a young group, but they do have some experience, and I really look for them to make a big jump this year.